passport agency, try to get it expedited.
On the air?
Yeah, we'll see how that
Smart,
goes.
Yep.
All right, in the meantime, we welcome...
Ellen is here to play Can't Be Karen.
Hello, Ellen.
Whee!
You are up and ready to go, Ellen. Are you ready to do
this? Oh my God, I'm so excited. My brother will be so excited.
Oh, well, tell your brother you're about
number
to
one
toss
Yankee fan.
Karen Carson out of the studio. Kick her out of here.
Karen, get out of the room.
All right, Ellen. Good luck.
Man, Ellen doesn't
Thank
have
you.
A single wasted breath in her body. All right. Studio door has slammed closed. Karen is gone. Let's play Can't Be Karen.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Again, can you be Karen? Yeah. Okay.
Ellen, we got five questions ready to go, and you got to get more correct than Karen to win the game. Tie goes to her in victory. Number one, Jamie Lee Curtis just announced she's getting ready to leave Hollywood. She's starring in what new movie with Lindsay Lohan?
Freaky Friday.
Nah, it's not the exact title. I need the...
It's,
Friday next.
All right. Dr. Melfi was
a... We're not giving that to
No, him. Can't. Dr. Melfi was a character on what TV show?
Scrubs. I don't know.
Happy Gilmore 2 is now available to stream on Netflix. It's a movie involving which sport?
Golf.
Okay, Ellen, here's question number four. Kaylee Anstutz is the real name of what artist?
I don't know. I can't.
And we'll move on to the final question for Ellen. What superhero movie reboot just climbed to $218 million globally at the box office? It just came out.
Superman.
All right, Ellen, you got one out of five on Can't Be Karen. This was a hard one. Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
We're going to get Karen back into the studio. Okay. Let's see how
Karen.
She does with the same questions. Don't tell Karen your score. She's back in the room.
Okay.
We're going to ask Karen those questions now. We kicked her out so she wouldn't hear these. Karen, number one, Jamie Lee Curtis just announced she's getting ready to leave Hollywood. She's starring in what new movie with Lindsay Lohan?
Freaky Friday 2?
No. No one got a point for that one. It's called Freakier Friday.
Oh, come on.
Freakier Friday.
That's the correct title.
You know what? They had to steal the Fuller House formula with
exactly.
that one.
Exactly.
Didn't they just say Freaky Friday 2?
Right.
Question number two. Dr. Melfi was a character on what TV show?
The Sopranos.
She was his therapist.
Oh.
Yeah, you got a point. Ellen did not. Happy Gilmore 2 is now available to stream on Netflix. It's a movie involving which sport?
Golf.
Yes, everybody got a point for that one. Kaylee Anstutz is the real name of what artist?
Zero clue.
All right, you guys would know her better as Chapel Roan.
I almost said Chapel Roan.
Here's the final question. What superhero movie reboot just climbed to $218 million globally at the box office? It just came out.
Superman.
No, that's the same thing Ellen said. You're both wrong. Fantastic Four is the correct answer.
That was hard.
Karen, you got 2 out of 5 to Ellen's 1 out of 5. You just beat Ellen.
We're lucky we got through that.
Right.
But you are going to see the New York Yankees take on Minnesota on Monday, August 11th at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, my God. My brother is a diehard Yankee fan. Oh, my God.
This is great. And you got an official Can't Be Karen mug. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Ellen. One more thing you got to say.
Oh, I'm Ellen, and I could not be Karen, but I will get her again.
Yes, you will. Oh, that was a threat. Should we call the police?
Can you be Karen? No! Next time, then.
Today on Blown Off, Jeremy is pretty upset. He had a great lunch date, one date with this girl named Alexa. Never felt so comfortable with anybody, so he was excited for date number two, and he texted her. She never responded. So... try to offer a second date and see what happens.
I think I'd just leave it alone after one date.
No, but he wants to know.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Alexa?
Yeah, this is Alexa.
Alexa, this is Karen, Johnny, and Anthony from New 102.7 Radio, and you're on the radio this morning because you won a prize, and it has to do with romance and love and all that good stuff.
Okay, wow. So what's this about?
Wow, so we want to send you on a second date, maybe a dinner date this time, with a gentleman named Jeremy. We know you've been kind of blowing him off.
Listen, I think me and Jeremy had a bit of a misunderstanding.
Oh, okay.
So we met at a bar, And honestly, I thought he was gay, and I was just looking for a gay best friend.
This guy is going to be shattered. Does he know that you think that he's gay?
Yeah, now I do.
Well,
wait. Oh my God, Jeremy?
I'm sorry, Jeremy's being watch the F-bombs. Oh, watch the F-bombs.
Sorry, excuse me. Yeah, you think I'm gay? What? Whoa. Okay. How did you get that impression?
First of all, listen, this is awful because you're listening and you're being really creepy right now. I mean, honestly, you just seem like a bit of a queen, and I just want a guy I can, you know, try outfits on with and have some brunch and, you know, good iced coffee.
What? I'm not gay!
Okay, Jeremy, so...
Blona, I've never gotten that before. I can't believe she thinks I'm gay, and a queen, no less.
Well, you do seem like you're a little gay, all right?
Okay, what... You know what, Alexa, just hang up, okay? You're ruining chances with me with other women on the radio saying I'm gay.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. This is ridiculous.
I'm not gay. I can't believe anyone listening. I'm not gay, okay?
I think she dropped.
She's gone. She hung up.
I'm not a queen. Why would she call me a queen?
Hey, there's no shame in being a queen.
No.
We're all queens here.
No. Yeah,
Anthony's
in our own rights.
Right?
And I'm just saying that I can't believe she thinks that. I'm not a queen. I'm not gay.
Karen Carson in the morning on New 102.7.